Another obviously huge issue that has emerged in the last week is Sláinte Care and what's happening at the top of Sláinte Care. Liam Dorn, who's of course a member of Sláinte Care's Implementation Advisory Council, says he was none the wiser as to why Laura McGahey and Tom Keane resigned from their positions after they had that virtual meeting with the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, yesterday evening. Minister, this is your department. Can you throw any more light on this for us?
Yeah, I spoke with Minister Donnelly this morning, and he said to me that he felt that Liam Dorn's comments were completely at odds with what he felt was a very productive and a positive meeting. The advisory group that he met with, they normally meet four times a year to provide advice on implementation to Laura McGahey. And, you know, they don't report directly to the minister, but he felt he wanted to meet with them and engage with them. And, you know, the terms of reference of their meetings are confidential. So he was surprised to hear Liam Doran's comments. But firstly, look, I would like to acknowledge and thank Laura McGahey and Dr. Tom Keane for their commitment to Sláinte Care and express regret at their departures and every good wish for their future. But I think the most important thing that has to be said here, the Department of Health last week published a report on the progress in the first six months of the new Sláinte Care implementation strategy. And of 112 deliverables for the first 6 months, 85 were on track and 24 were being progressed. So 97%.
Minister, can I just put you now? Are we really still at the place where we're suggesting that this Sláinte Care strategy has been advanced with any degree of urgency?
Well, we absolutely are, because in many ways COVID has pushed Sláinte Care along, because everything to do with COVID, such as testing, vaccinating, is universal and free at the point of delivery. COVID has shown us what the health service can do with a singular focus.
Isn't COVID what we're being told is the reason that we haven't moved forward with the regionalisation, which is a key part of this, and we're told that we couldn't. What could we do? We had COVID to deal with.
I don't believe in the middle of a pandemic is the right time to engage in a complete reorganisation of the country's health services. Minister Donnelly took this decision and believes it was the right decision. Like, it's only a short while ago when we had 8,000 cases of COVID a day, and we had 7,000 frontline workers out sick due to COVID. Okay. So I think we have to be realistic here.
Okay, Roisin Shorten.
Katie, we also have to be honest, of course, and Minister Donnelly continues to gloss over the fact that there's a serious issue here. The vested interests are holding up the critical reform that is set out in Sláinte Care. There's huge institutional resistance to the introduction of new structures within the HSE, which are designed to ensure accountability for the provision of services and the spending of budgets. Look, the Health Committee invited the Minister in next week to talk to us about the reasons why these two senior resignations took place. He's refused to come in, and he's saying he won't be available to come in until after the budget, a month away. That's just not acceptable. And that's the reason why, Katie, I have written now to the chair of the Health Committee proposing that we invite in Professor Keane, Professor Tom Keane and Laura McGahey, to give us firsthand their reasons for resigning. They're two very significant people. They're a massive loss, and we need to hear from them exactly why they felt they had no choice but to resign.
Okay, we haven't had a response to that letter yet. The letter's just gone out.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that, first of all, Minister Donnelly and indeed Minister Butler need to take their heads out of the sand on this one, because if you look at the two very senior resignations, it cannot be seen as a vote of confidence in Sláinte Care and the delivery of the big reforms. The review that Mary was talking about, when you actually look at it, elective centres, very, very far away from it, possibly 10 years before we see that. We have waiting lists at record levels at 900,000. We still haven't made the reforms in relation to unique patient identifiers, a centralised referral system, for example. We haven't put the capacity into healthcare. Of the 1.2 billion that we were told was new money for new measures last year, about 300 million of that we've been told now will be unspent, which will mean 160 beds which should have been brought on stream, not brought on stream. There was a big figure put in last year's budget, a big bold statement by the Minister for Health, I'll recruit 15,000 staff. About 7,000 or 8,000 of those will not be recruited this year. The statutory home care scheme is not in place. The statutory home care office is not in place. The regional health areas, which were promised, are not being delivered. But if you go to the fundamentals of healthcare, which is taking private medicine out of public hospitals, no moves have been made in that direction.
Yes, but let's talk about what was achieved.
If you look at universal GP care, we legislated legislated for all children up to 12. And even that is far behind the targets. It's now only available to children up to 6 to move up to the 8-year-old. So we're far, far behind on the big issues. And what do we have? 900,000 people on waiting lists, 200,000 people waiting over a year for a diagnosis. And I've known many people who've had to go private to get a diagnostic exam because they can't.
Yes, but what, let's talk.
No, can I just ask you one thing, Mary Butler? Because I understand on good authority that the Secretary General of the Department of Health was informed a number of days before the minister became aware of Laura McGuigh's intention,
by the way, and he never
to resign.
He never expressed that opinion to me. We had a very lengthy discussion about.
If I could just come in there, look, Miss Laura McGuigh is completely entitled to talk to the Secretary General about any decision she wanted to make in relation to her resignation.
Have relayed that information to the minister.
Well, my understanding is that Laura McGuigh wanted to speak to the minister in person, and like the Secretary General is responsible for over 700 staff in the Department of Health.
I actually can't let you make that point. I'm sorry, Minister. We have to go off there. I'm being told.